We continue our conversations with the chief executives of some of the UK's and indeed the world's leading sight loss charities. Now, today it's the turn of Michelle Acton from Fight for Sight. They raise money and then distribute that around the UK to various research projects to help combat common and rare sight loss conditions. And Michelle joins me now.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So we're looking at 2017 and ahead to 2018 for Fight for Sight. If I was to ask you to pick some highlights of the year, that's probably quite a tricky question, but could you manage it?
I think so, yes, I'll have a go. I mean, it's actually been a really exciting year for developments in eye research. I think a culmination of investment over the past sort of 10, 15 years has meant that we're really starting to see some developments now coming through and getting very close to the clinic. And that's really exciting. And if I were to pick out two things, I think, from 2017, I think the first one would really be the development that we're starting to see around gene therapy and the hope of gene therapy to address certain inherited eye diseases. We know that inherited eye diseases can be caused by one of over 200 different genes, and whilst there are currently no treatments available, we've started to see real progress in terms of gene therapy trials to deliver treatments for certain inherited eye diseases, and we're actually now starting to see treatments getting through to regulators in different countries with the hope that regulators will approve these treatments to be delivered in clinics.
Is it a double-edged sword? Because you're in a field which is really cutting edge, you know, gene therapy can make a huge difference to people's lives from the research we've seen so far, those with sight loss. But at the same time, research can take years, if not decades, to go from the initial research to clinical trials.
Absolutely right. And if you take one example around a particular condition called choroideremia, which is an inherited condition that blinds men, that has taken many years get to the position that it's in now. But actually, in that instance, Fight for Sight was absolutely instrumental in funding early stage research starting about 10, 12 years ago. But what that has done is this has meant that the charity has funded research at an early stage, at a stage when lots of other people would not be putting money into research because there's no guarantee that it will be successful. But by putting money into that early stage research, what we've then been able to do is to ensure that other funders have come in after that. And we've seen government come in, and now we've seen the private sector come in to actually help take treatments through to the clinic. And having gone from very early stage research, we are hoping that a phase 3 trial now for a gene therapy treatment for choroideremia will actually start in 2018. So it does take a long time, and it does involve a lot of money, and it does involve lots of collaborations and different players. But we've got to start somewhere, and so if Fight for Sight is not putting that money in, there are very few other people who will be doing so.
Gene therapy is a big one to pick for 2017 there, Michelle. What else has stood out?
I think the other thing that stood out for me was actually in relation to progress in actually being able to detect glaucoma. Glaucoma is a condition that affects 60 million people across the world. And during 2017, it was announced that a new test has been developed that can identify individual nerve cell death at the back of the eye. And this nerve cell death is one of the earliest signs of glaucoma. And this was an exciting research project. It was funded actually by the Wellcome Trust, but the team was led by Professor Francesca Cordiero, who's a trustee of Fight for Sight. But what this means for patients is that people can get a diagnosis now of glaucoma about 10 years earlier than was previously possible. And yet, whilst we can't yet cure glaucoma, what the test enables us to do is to commence treatment much earlier. And we know that actually treatments are much more successful when they start earlier. So that was a particular highlight, I think, for me. I think it's also exciting because the test also has the potential to diagnose other degenerative neurological conditions such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, a multiple sclerosis.
If we were to look ahead, you should be good at this because you're in research. If you would look ahead to 2018 and polish the crystal ball, what's that holding for the charity?
I think it's holding some really interesting things coming through in 2018. I would still put gene therapy and the potential to develop gene therapy further for the existing conditions. What we're seeing now is sort of trials and potential treatments coming through around very specific inherited eye diseases. And we want to see that broadened out to more inherited eye diseases. So I think we hope in 2018 to see further progress in this area. I think one of the interesting things about 2018 also is that we're going to see a debate around organ donation as well. Because earlier in December, the Department of Health has decided to launch a major public consultation on organ donation. In which they're proposing a new opt-out system. At the moment, for organs, we have an opt-in system, and we know that actually not everybody opts in to consent to have their organs used. And when it comes to eyes, we know that there is a shortage of corneas. So it's estimated that actually we need an additional 500 corneas per year, so we need an additional 500 eyes donated a year. And so what Fight for Sight will be keen to do is to engage in the debate as to whether or not an opt-out system will enable people to be able to receive donated corneas who need them.
Being that the charity is involved in funding research, I mean, you have to raise the funds in the first place. Are we talking millions of pounds a year, and can you see that increasing in 2018?
Yes, it does take a lot of money to fund research, and we are very keen to engage anybody who wishes to help us raise money or to donate. One of the things that has actually been exciting about 2017, which we want to continue into 2018, is just how many more people are keen and how many organisations are keen to partner with us to increase funding into eye research. In 2017, Fight for Sight partnered with 15 other organisations to help put money into eye research. That included other charities in the sector, particularly those charities that really want to see research in their particular eye disease or condition. But for the first time, we started partnering with other charities. So, for example, this year, 2017, we partnered with Alzheimer's Research UK to undertake research looking at sight loss and Alzheimer's. So I think one of the exciting things going forward will be how much more collaboration we can have within the sector, but also increasingly as we look at conditions and how they are linked to other conditions, how we can collaborate with people outside of the sector as well.
If I was to ask you for a personal highlight of the year, how, or could you narrow that down to one?
I think one of the personal highlights for me was around the choroideremia story. There is a company called Nightstar, which raised significant sums of money and floated on NASDAQ, an American stock exchange, this year. And Fight for Sight, thanks to the funding from the Tommy Salisbury Choroideremia Fund at Fight for Sight, really 10 years ago, was the sort of start of the funding that led to the company raising significant sums to help take gene therapy treatment for choroideremia through to patients and through to the clinic. We're not quite there yet. There's still a further stage to go. But for me, to be able to know that working with patients with choroideremia, and particularly the Salisbury family 10 years ago, has actually been able to leverage over £100 million to go into eye research for inherited eye diseases.
And hopefully more people can get involved in fundraising, Michelle. Or if they'd like to know more about Fight for Sight, what's the best way to do that?
It's either by telephone on 0207 264 3900. That's 0207 264 3900. Or via our website at fightforsight.org.uk.
We'd all like to wish everyone at Fight for Sight a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. We wish you a very happy Christmas too, and we're incredibly grateful for all that you do in helping convey the importance of the eye research that we're funding. We really appreciate it. Thank you.